Okay, a lot of things are going on. Mean reversion trading came back with a vengeance yesterday after the market opened up firmly but then fizzled. There is a narrative out there that Asia is taking over, that the U.S. tech sector will be overpowered by Chinese AI firms, Korean memory firms, and that we in America are essentially a bunch of losers, okay? That is a false narrative, okay? I need you to ignore that. They like to trade in Asia, and whatever narrative they're throwing around is unfortunate. Now, I want to give you a reference to a YouTube video that I will be posting on Nadler Market Buzz that will come out tomorrow. Just so you know, it's at Stanford University, and it's entitled The Economics of the AI Supercycle. And it's two industry insiders talking to the Stanford students for about 55 minutes about the exponential growth that's coming. They admit that we have hit a computing wall. So the OpenAIs, the Anthropics, the Groks, it's getting harder for them to build more powerful models because of we haven't built out all the data centers and everything they need, okay? So once you watch this video, it's going to be very hard for you to not put all your money in NVIDIA, okay? In fact, one of the speakers was a NVIDIA insider. He couldn't talk about it, but the other gentleman was very blunt on what's happening. So this AI data center build-out is real. We can't stop it. I don't anticipate that the U.S. is going to surrender to China. The U.S. is the leader in this. And I really, really think it's an important video for you to watch. I know it's 55 minutes. It's a lot of time. But once you watch it, I think you'll fully understand what's happening. Now, a couple other things. Earnings are coming out. HF Sinclair announced it's gapping higher this morning. That's a refiner. The symbol is DINO. We own it. The other thing is Seagate will announce after the close. Their sales are supposed to be up 42.8%, and their earnings are supposed to be up 96.7%. I'm expecting a big surprise. And Citadel is predicting that the Fed's going to raise rates tomorrow. They're in the minority. I think the prediction markets are 40%. I don't anticipate the Fed will raise rates because you can see oil prices are moderating, inflationary pressures are ebbing, and that would be very irresponsible of them. Besides, they can't control energy prices anyway, okay? So, but we get a lot of media, international media, that promotes false narratives, and it's unfortunate, okay? So there is a false narrative emanating from Asia and Europe that America is falling behind in AI. False, okay? There is a narrative that we have to raise rates to fight inflation, the energy inflation. False, okay? And, you know, there's just a lot of people that don't like America, so they just bash us. But it's unfortunate that it permeates our media, okay? And that can screw up market openings, okay? So we have 3 weeks of earnings coming out, okay? We have to let the earnings come out and do their thing. These are unscrupulous people trying to shake you out of your position before the good news makes your stocks go higher. So I encourage you to be patient, to watch that video on YouTube, again from Stanford. It's called The Economics of the AI Supercycle by two guest speakers. And once you watch that video, again, you should be very excited about the exponential growth that NVIDIA and a lot of our AI and data center related stocks are going to have through at least 2029. So I'm excited, okay? And I need you to be excited. I need you to not worry about the gyrations in the market. Every dip here is a buying opportunity. And I just want you to hang on, enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navelier, folks. Take care.